most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night. How y'all doing tonight? Well, it has just been a weekend for me. I was up in Typhoon Lagoon. That's a Disney World water park over there. I had such a fun time. So hey to everyone at Typhoon Lagoon. But I've got to tell you all, that was Monroe King. Y'all remember Monroe King. She was here on my show. Check out my archives. They're here on the LA Talk Radio site for Max and Friends. I have going to 5 years of doing this, so check out some great shows there. Monroe King, she sings. See what Max is dishing. Hear what Max is dishing on LA Talk Radio. Speaking of dishing, go to eHow, eHow Food. That's where I am, eHow.com. You can find me on there with some wonderful recipes that I've done for you all. So they're quick, they're easy. The majority of them are under three minutes. And be inspired. Learn how to cook. Even if you don't know how to, fake it till you make it in the kitchen, right? Shake and bake. Shake and fake. Whatever you got to do. Well, speaking of, I'm like a little lunar tonight. A little loony, I should say. Because, you know, there's a lunar eclipse tomorrow. There's a full moon happening on June 4th, which is my niece Lily's 11th birthday. Happy birthday, Lily. You got some powerful stuff going on your birthday tomorrow, Lily. Also, Venus is going to inoculation. But you know what we do here on Max and Friends. We're going to give you the Vedic astrology reading by our in-house astrologer, Maya Love. She's also joining us tonight, so stay tuned because you're going to want to hear about who she is and the whole practice of Vedic astrology. Plus, we have a man of many titles coming into the studio tonight. He's going to talk about his book, his movies. He's going to also wake you up a little bit. Do y'all want to wake up so you can begin to live the life that you actually want? Well, if you do, then stay tuned because Jay Kubasek is going to be here. He's a world leader in home business. He's an internet entrepreneur. He's a misfit with the mission. He's an indie film producer. His titles go on and on. He's a professional speaker and trainer. And you're going to hear about him when he's on the show in just a little bit. So I suggest you all stay tuned because I think it's going to turn into a life class with Max tonight when Jay is on. But it's going to be a life class for sure when Maya's here teaching you about Vedic astrology. I know you all want to hear your Vedics, your whole astrological forecast for the month. So stay tuned because we're going to play it right now. Welcome, Maya Love, on Max and Friends. And then when we're back, Maya's here. I'm going to tell us about some more stuff going on. Hit it, Ronan.
Hi everyone, this is Maya Jayaraman from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for June 2012. My monthly forecasts are based on your Vedic moon sign and may slightly vary between individuals depending on the planetary energies indicated in your birth chart. If you have questions regarding your Vedic moon sign or the planetary energies you currently are experiencing based on your birth chart, please reach me at VedicAstroLounge.com. The planetary movements for the month of June 2012 are as follows. Jupiter is currently transiting Taurus. Saturn remains retrograde in Virgo, but on June 26th it becomes direct. Sun moves into Gemini on June 15th. Mercury moves into Gemini on June 4th. Mars continues to stay in Leo but moves into Virgo on June 22nd. Venus is currently retrograde and is transiting Taurus, but on June 27th it becomes direct. There are two important cosmic events happening on the Vedic sky in the month of June 2012. There was a solar eclipse on May 20th, 2012, which set into motion a lot of changes on Earth and also within each individual living on Earth. This solar eclipse is going to be followed by a lunar eclipse on June 4th, which will continue to accelerate some of these changes on Earth that was triggered by the solar eclipse. The sun and the moon are life forces for everyone living on Earth, and also they are the seeds for creativity. During times of eclipse, these life forces get blocked. Creativity in our lives tend to act in resonance with these life forces. So it'll be a wise move to postpone the beginning of any important event, like starting a new business or a job or beginning of a new committed relationship, to another date which is more auspicious for creativity. During lunar eclipse, it's good to stay away from the ocean, spend some quiet time alone with yourself, and give rest to your body and mind. The lunar eclipse on June 4th is followed by a rare spectacular celestial event on June 5th and 6th. It's called as the Venus transit. Venus will be moving across the face of the sun, and this phenomenon is similar to that of an eclipse, where the energies of sun are blocked from reaching the earth by Venus. Venus is retrograde and becomes cumbus during this time. This event happens in the sidereal sign of Taurus, which is an earth sign. Intense electromagnetic energies from Sun and Venus will be reaching Earth during this time. Along with Sun's energies, the goddess energy of Venus will reach every individual on Earth and trigger changes that help in harmonizing any imbalances in the feminine aspects of an individual. During this time, visualize a loving feminine energy reaching towards you, harmonizing you, and balancing the core of yourself. Face all your fears and insecurities. Question them. This is a great time to let go of your fears and insecurities and embrace your divine feminine. My astrological forecast for the 12 Vedic moon signs for the month of June will mostly focus on the impact of goddess energy of Venus on all these signs. Here is the forecast for the month of June 2012 for the 12 Vedic signs. Aries, this is your month. Venus is in your second house. This is a time to focus on managing your finance efficiently and confront any unresolved emotions you may have towards family members. Taurus, Venus is cumbused and is retrograde in your first house. This is a great time to pay close attention to any negative thoughts you are holding about your own body and release them and love yourself for who you are. Gemini, this is your month. Venus is in your 12th house. This is an opportunity to spend some quiet time with yourself and to listen to your own intuition during this time. Cancer, Venus is transiting your 11th house. Any misunderstandings with friends will be resolved in a cordial way, and this will bring harmony to your friendships. Leo, Venus is retrograde and cumbused in your 10th house. This is a great time to keep a positive outlook towards any challenges in your professional career. Any new business or large financial dealings can be postponed until August. Virgo, Venus is in your 9th house. This is a time to keep an open mind towards all aspects of your life and to the lessons that it brings. Opportunities for travel may help to broaden your outlook towards life. Libra, this is your month. Venus is in your 8th house. It'll bring changes and transformations within you to resolve conflicts with your partners in a peaceful way. Scorpio, Venus is in your 7th house, and this will bring special attention to your intimate relationships. This movement will reveal deeper meaning of intimate relationships and help you make the right decisions for yourself. Sagittarius, Venus is in your 6th house. This will help you to take a deeper look at the nature of your social interactions with others. Spend some quiet time with yourself and focus more on work. Capricornus, Venus is transiting your 5th house, and this will help you to face any difficulties in self-expression and also help you to explore your creativity. Aquarius, this is your month. Venus is in your 4th house. This will help you to resolve any conflicts with your family, especially your mother, and help deepen your relationship with her. Pisces, Venus is in your 3rd house. This transit will create opportunities for communicating your feelings and reaching out to friends and family, especially siblings, to establish positive relationships with them. And that brings me to the end of Vedic forecast. But before I leave, I would like to say this is a great time to bring balance and harmony into your life and to embrace your divine feminine. Ground yourself, create a sacred space around you. Let go of all your fears and insecurities. Every change on this planet is happening only for your highest good, so there is nothing to fear. It's going to be a beautiful, auspicious time. These cosmic energies will help you to unlock your true potential that lies deep within you. Dance to the tune of these cosmic energies. Honor and receive these energies. Focus on what you want to create and unlock your true potential. Thank you for listening, everyone. Wishing you a beautiful spring. Namaste.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Well, New York, East Coast, everyone, it's 11:11, so make a wish. Actually, it is right now because I've got two different times going. I've got the Max on LA Talk Radio time, which gives me a couple minutes, and then I've got the real time. So 11:11, make a wish, everyone. Speaking of wishing, there's nothing to fear. You all heard Maya Love. She's our in-house astrologer here on Max and Friends, giving you something real, something raw, something true. The Vedic astrology. Now, Maya's going to join us tonight because you all been trying to figure out who she is, where I found her, why does she know so much about Vedic astrology. So, Maya Love, I welcome you to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, Max. It's really nice to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here. You know, my listeners, they love you. And this is the second month we're doing this. We're going to be doing it at the beginning of every month, everyone, so y'all can get your signs and figure out what's going on. Maya, they want to know how you know this and where do you come from?
I was born in India and I come from a family of Vedic astrologers. My grandpa was a Vedic astrologer and my dad learned Vedic astrology from my grandpa. And when I was growing up, I learned Vedic astrology from my dad. It wasn't really forced on me. It was I was really curious about it when I was 7 years old. We used to have family suppers under moonlight, and we used to have that on the open terrace on the roof of the house. And I used to look at the sky, and I had a lot of questions. I used to ask all those questions to my dad, and he was more than happy to teach me all of that. And that's how my interest in Vedic astrology began. And then after that, I started learning the concepts of Vedic astrology. I read a lot of books, all those ancient Vedic books on Vedic astrology. And also, I would always sit with my dad and discuss all the Vedic charts from his clients. And so that's how I was constantly keeping in touch with Vedic astrology. And I really love it. It's a great cosmic science.
Now, tell us about Vedic astrology and how it differs from, like, love signs and the traditional American astrology, let's say.
Yes, the main difference between Vedic astrology and Western astrology, both are based on similar concepts. There's not much of a difference. There are all the 12 signs are the same, and it's pretty much all the planets are the same. But the main difference is the first house of Aries is assumed to be in Vedic astrology, we take it as it is what it was 3,000 years ago. But then in Western astrology, because of the precession of the equinoxes, the first degree of Aries keeps moving westward, which is backwards. So when you calculate a natal chart, the Western astrology, the ascendant point would always be one house ahead of Vedic astrology. So that's where the difference comes. So if my Vedic ascendant is Aries, then the Western ascendant would be Taurus. So that's one major difference. But then Vedic astrology has a lot more tools for identifying the karmic tendencies in an individual. And also it has tools to pinpoint exactly when these karmic tendencies are likely to manifest in the life of an individual. So and these timing of events is not it's not accurate with Western astrology, but Vedic astrology, it is quite possible to time these events. And also, Vedic astrology has these divisional charts. There are 16 divisional charts other than the general natal chart of a Western astrology. So these divisional charts are helpful to specifically look at certain characteristics of an individual. So these divisional charts, they help to identify the karmic tendencies, specific karmic tendencies that relates to specific aspects of a life of an individual.
Now, let me ask you, speaking of individual, do you do individual readings? And if so, how can people find you? Or your father.
I have a website. It's vedicastrallounge.com, and there is an email. The best way to contact me is by email. And
now, are you on Twitter as well?
No, I'm not on Twitter. I'm on Facebook.
Not yet.
Not yet.
So now, you know, you said that when you were a child, you used to sit under the moon and look up in the sky and try to figure things out.
Yes.
Now, here you are. Right? You're a woman. You just got your doctorate in October. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And do you still look at the sky and try to figure out how it all happens? Or do you think by now you know it?
No, I still look at the sky in wonder. Because it
and
always...
And you wonder.
Yes, I wonder all the time because it's just so amazing to look at the sky, and it's a mystery. Life is a mystery. To me, life has always been a mystery. I can never say I know it all because every time I think that I know, I realize that I don't know. So,
absolutely.
Yes. So
now, speaking of looking into the sky, you know, tomorrow night, June 4th, there's going to be a full moon and a lunar eclipse. What does that all mean?
Yes. On May 20th, we had a solar eclipse. And what's special about that solar eclipse is that the sun and the moon and the earth, they were aligned together in the star system of Pleiades. So we received a lot of, we received intense energies from Pleiades during that time that triggered a lot of changes externally as well as internally within each one of us during that time. And then it is going to be followed by this lunar eclipse, which is tomorrow. And this is, again, it's going to be a partial eclipse, but this is, again, going to accelerate some of these changes that we experienced during the solar eclipse. And not everyone would be experiencing the same effects. The nature of these effects may vary depending on the...
What are some of the effects?
The sun is... The sun and the moon are creative energies. The sun represents the light. It represents our real nature. It represents the limitlessness of who we are. It brings light to the world. But moon is the mother energy. It indicates a state of mind. It brings imagination into the world. It brings us the memories of the past, the present, and it helps us to imagine a future. And so during the eclipse time, these creative energies from sun and the moon get blocked. So it's a great time to transcend all of the negativities of our lives. What I mean by negativity is it's time to transcend all the labels that we used to define who we are. It's time to transcend all the fears. It's the time to transcend all the doubts and the worries that prevent us from seeing the limitlessness of who we are. So that's,
and how do we do that? It's just going to happen naturally, do you think?
Vedic astrology is a great tool to identify these karmic tendencies. Karmic tendencies are the ones that cause fear, doubts, and worries, and lack of self-love. So Vedic astrology could be a really great tool to identify the karmic tendencies, and also a good Vedic astrologer would be able to help the individual identify these karmic tendencies and question them, understand them, and help them to transcend those karmic tendencies. So a good Vedic astrologer would be able to create magic in a person's life. I always say I never give predictions because I always give astrological readings and not predictions. The reason why I say that is because when I predict, I have already assumed that a certain future, certain event is going to happen in the future because it is not true. I believe a future is not fixed and frozen. I believe there are infinite possibilities available to us each and every moment. And the role of a Vedic astrologer is not to predict, but to create magic. By creating magic, we open the individual, we help the individual to open up to the limitlessness of who they are. So that way, they would be able to, create magic for themselves.
Yeah,
like have a life of magic. And
well, let me ask you,
whatever possibility that they want to experience in their lives.
Absolutely. Well, we want to experience a lot. Now, I want to ask you, because Venus is going to experience inoculation, what does that mean, and why is it so important that it's happening right now?
Yes. A lot of people say it's Venus occultation, but it's actually a Venus transit. There is a subtle difference between Venus transit and a Venus occultation. What's happening on June 5th and 6th is actually a Venus transit, like I mentioned in my Vedic forecast. The difference between a transit and occultation is when the object that's closer to the Earth is larger than the object that's farther to the Earth, it is occultation. But Venus is the object that's closer to the Earth, and it's much smaller than the Sun, which is farther from the Earth. So this is actually a transit rather than an occultation. So this is a transit, and what's important about this Venus transit is that during this time, we're going to experience the goddess energy of Venus reach Earth, and you're going to experience the divine feminine reach Earth. It's a great time to embrace our divine feminine, and we all are made of divine masculine and divine feminine, and it's time to embrace both the divine feminine and divine masculine within each one of us. And also, once we embrace the divine feminine and divine masculine within each one of within us, we would be able to respect and acknowledge the divine feminine in others and in everyone whom we come across. So that's the most important aspect of this Venus transit.
Wow. So there's a lot happening, and it's such an auspicious time right now. Now, for
yes.
people that are out there and they're trying to figure out what to do with their life, you know, there's broken people out there. They all want to live the life that they actually want. And that's what we're going to talk about with Jay tonight. But what do you tell people who are struggling right now? Because I love when you do in your forecast, you say there's nothing to fear. So tell my listeners tonight, our listeners tonight, how they can live a life of not fearing.
Personally, from my own experience, what I can say is all we need to do is to, anytime a fear arises within us, all we need to do is to question that fear. Where is it coming from? And try to understand fear, because fear, whenever I go through moments of fear, I become that fear. So the one way to get out of fear is to be with it, spend time with it, understand it, not try to escape it, because there are a lot of things available in this world to make us to escape from the fear and suffering that we are going through. There is TV, there is food, there is alcohol, there's drugs, and there's a lot of things out there to help us to escape from all the fear and suffering. But then it's only an escape mechanism. The only way to stop living a fearful life is to understand it, not escape it, understand it and question it and transcend it.
Wow. I love it. Now listen, Maya Love, how did you get your name, Maya Love?
Maya Jayaraman is my legal name. Right. Maya Love is my pen name. I started writing a few years ago, and I just kept that as my pen name. But the reason why I changed my name to Maya Love is because certain experiences in my own life showed me that I need to love myself. I need to embrace the love that is within me, and I need to give love, and that's the only way to receive love. So that's one of the realizations I had in my own life. So that was what triggered me to keep my last name as Love.
Well, there you go. And you know what? We're going to call you Dr. Maya Love because you're a doctor now, too.
Yes.
So you are Dr. Maya Love on Max and Friends. You do the Vedic astrological readings that are at the beginning of every month. We look forward to July because I think some wonderful things are going to happen. And we're going to have you back from time to time because there's always stuff going on with our planets and the stars and the moon and the sun that affect our lives daily. So, Dr. Maya Love, I thank you so much for joining us on Max and Friends. I love you, and I namaste to you. And thank you for the astrological readings. People are loving them.
Love you, and thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, everyone. Well, that was Dr. Maya Love, and that was your Vedic forecast reading at the top of the show. We're going to play that at the beginning of every month. Every Sunday, we're going to play it here. And I got to let you all know that we're going to have in just a little bit. Jay Kubasek is here, and he's going to give you the mission, his mission, to wake you up so you can begin to live the life you actually want. Do you think it's possible, people? I want you all to wake up. You know, there's that song, if you want to be somebody and if you want to go somewhere, then you better wake up and pay attention. But until then, we're going to play Sophie B. Hawkins, As I Lay Me Down, on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Jay Kubasek is here. Stay tuned, everyone, and thanks for listening.
It felt like springtime on this February morning. In the courtyard, birds were singing your praise. I'm still recalling things you said to make me feel alright. I carry them with me today now as I lay me down to sleep. As I pray that you will hold.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Well, you know what? We've got Jay Kubasek here. But before we intro him, we're going to let you know that there's a book he wrote called The Black Book. It's the essential guide to earning six figures from home. Y'all got that? Well, his mission is to wake you up so you can begin to live the life that you actually want. Welcome, Jay Kubasek. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Max Tucci. I am amazing. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday. Well, you know what? It could be any better because we're going to do this for you. Warren, what do we want to tell Jay on his birthday?
We sing happy birthday to you and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
This is Max and Friends. Happy birthday, Jay.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. My day could not have been better. And you know what? We're closing out on my birthday here on the East Coast. I love it. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
Well, now, you know, you are a man of many titles. You're a professional speaker. You're a trainer. You're a Baja off-road racer. You're a member of the New York Blue Elephant polo team. You're a self-taught cellist. You're an amateur photographer, amateur chef, indie film producer. What don't you do?
I don't gamble. I don't gamble. I've never played poker. There's something I don't do.
So, but you do a lot, and I love this, that you're an author, and you wrote the book called The Black Book, The Essential Guide to Earning Six Figures from Home. Is it really possible?
Well, it's like Napoleon Hill says, if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. And in this day and age where we have close to 10% unemployment, close to an additional 20% underemployment, what other options do people have other than to go off the grid, unplug the hypodermic needle into the jugular of, you know, dependency on jobs and other people's suggestion of self-worth? I mean, what other options do you have? It's not like I'm bringing this to the table because it's a highfalutin idea. It's a matter of necessity, right?
Absolutely. And a matter of necessity is, too, to give the number to the studio, which is 323-203-0815. If you want to call in, you have some questions for Jay, 323-203-0815. Now, Jay, you say you're a misfit with a mission. What is your mission?
Love it. My mission is to wake you the F up.
Say it the real way.
Wake the fuck up, because if I don't wake you up, either reality, i.e. corporate America, or lack of corporate America, your job or lack of a job, employment or lack of employment, or one of those family friends are going to do it for you. And
they're going to kick you in the ass.
Absolutely. They will kick you in the teeth. Fuck the ass. They'll kick you in the teeth. They don't care. They're indiscriminate, whether it's ass, teeth, whatever. You know what? The fact of the matter is that we've got people that are way overqualified for the kind of money that they're earning in corporate America, and you're not going to earn what you are worth when you have the middleman, a.k.a. corporate America, writing your paycheck. It's just the fact of the matter. It's something entrepreneurs have known for about 400 years, and I believe that I'm the modern-day saint. I'm the modern-day, evangelist of this message, only because I found it out, and I happen to have this message hand-delivered to me by the god of entrepreneurialism, by hand, to the teeth. And I'm here to wake everybody up who is open to the concept of being self-dependent. If you love the addiction
Speaking of that, you're able to do it. People want to know how they can reach out to you to help them do it. So where can they find you?
You know, Max, at the end of the day, there's three things that people require if they want to become an entrepreneur. There's three things.
Okay.
Very simple. Number one, they require a mentor. In other words, they require somebody who's already done it. Number two, they require a circle of influence or a community. You'll never outperform your self-image or your circle of influence, number two. Number three, you require a system, some sort of a system for your madness. You can't just take your idea out to the world and expect to become the next Mark Zuckerberg. You have to have a system, a business
system. All right, we've got a system here, and I'm going to interrupt you real quick because the system just let me know that someone is calling. So call, you're live on air. Who's this and where are you calling from? Caller, are you here? See, this is the problem, Jay. People have the balls to dial in, that when they're on the air, they hang up.
I love it. You know what?
It's what happens.
If you're going to call in, folks, have the balls to talk to me, because at the end of the day, the only thing that separates an entrepreneur from an employee is guts, and most importantly, capital B, capital A, LLS, balls.
Now, speaking of balls, you've got some core values too, right? And when you go onto your website, which is Jay Kubasek, but it's spelled, everyone, KUBASSEK.com, you talk about some core values. How can people put them into effect, like creating a plan?
Okay. So here's the thing. If you don't know what you stand for, you will fall for anything. You must have clear, concise core values, bottom line. You have to know what you stand for, and it's very simple. It doesn't mean hiring a consulting agency. It doesn't mean hiring a creative agency. This means just having a basic set of core principles that you live and die by. For example, if you are an honest person, you live and die by integrity, and you must live and die by that principle. If you are a person who believes in honesty or having a plan. If you're best when you have a plan, if you're best when you're reactive, then have that as a core value. I'm at my best when I'm reactive. Well, there are not too many entrepreneurs that have that as a core value. So the bottom line is you must know what makes you tick. And when you know what makes you tick, you have to live and die by that, because that is your brand. That is your personal brand.
Well, that's the truth. And we've got a personal call. So call, you're live on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from? Ronan, is this for real? Hey, Ronan, pull up your mic real quick. Ronan, is this for real? People are calling and they're just hanging up? I don't know what's going on. But, Jay, this is like a recurring theme tonight. You have someone on the line. Caller, are you still here or not? Hey, caller, are you here? You're on live. I don't know. Take him, Ronan. Hi, caller, are you here?
I'm on live.
You are live. Do you have a question for Jay, or are you just calling to talk to us? All right. Well, Ronan, let's disconnect.
I don't give out lottery numbers, okay? I do not give out lottery numbers. This is about work.
This is. Well, you know what? We were talking about core values, and one of the core values that I think is to stay committed. So we're going to stay committed to this show and to this interview. Callers, you could tweet me at Max Tucci if you have any questions. So tell us about the commitment core value.
Commitment. There are two primary drivers in my life, Max, and you know this about me. This is about results, and there is really one way to get results, and that is to follow one of two things. You know, some people follow their feelings, some people follow their commitments. And let me be honest with you, Max, when you invited me to this show here yesterday, I was like, hell yeah, I'm coming out. It's my birthday. Hell yeah, I'll be out there. But about an hour ago, my feelings were saying, you know what, Jay? We got a movie just about starting now. It's about midnight on the East Coast. You know what? I don't really feel like doing that. So those are the feelings, right? The commitments, on the other hand, were like, no, fuck you, Jay. You're going to do what you committed to. So be a man, step up, take a jogger on the block, have a shot of whiskey, whatever you have to do, but you're going to follow through on your commitments or you die. So this is about feelings or commitments. Which is your choice? And every freaking day we have a choice between feelings and commitments. What are your commitments? Because if you don't have commitments, your feelings will control your life. You'll end up working for the man until you're 65.
You know, now, why do you think people stop the commit? You know, there's always that saying commit to fit. And then that's just the perfect analogy there. You see people, they're at the gym, they're committing to fit. You know, they're going to get their body together and then they fall off the track and they get fat again. But that's what happens also with, I think, you know, our jobs or with what we want to do. We're committed to the goal, but then we fall off. Why?
It's very simple. Your body does what your mind tells it to do. Okay. Your body only does what your mind tells it to do. So however your body is conditioned, or however your mind is conditioned, the mind always wins out. So you can say, I mean, look, we're looking at here June 3rd, 2012, right? Mm-hmm. We're halfway through the year. I'm coming up in 2 weeks here. I'll be my eighth year as an entrepreneur. All right? Mm-hmm. So let's look at this right here. So we're halfway through the year. According to statistics, 80%+ of North Americans at this point have fallen off the wagon when it comes to their New Year's resolutions.
Right.
So making up your mind changing your mind and all this stuff about, you know, let's have a New Year's resolution, let's get fit, let's get rich, let's get off the job, let's pay off our credit cards, all that stuff. Willpower, if I relied on willpower, Max, you know where I'd be right now? I'd be in my bed. All right? Willpower doesn't work. Motivation doesn't work. Self-help doesn't work. None of that shit works. And the reason is because it doesn't actually change your mind. It's like a warm shower, right? It makes you feel all warm and fuzzy all over, but at the end of the day, it's like wearing a dark suit and pissing your pants. It's warm, but nobody notices.
And nobody notices. But people are noticing, and they notice the film that you did called Chelsea on the Rocks, because you're also an indie film producer. Tell us about Chelsea on the Rocks. It's actually a great story about a famous New York hotel.
You know, Chelsea on the Rocks is one of three films that I've produced. And, you know, growing up without TV, growing up without much of a pop culture influence, I decided that I was going to experience it myself, and not only that, I was going to create it myself, and I wanted to be part of pop culture. So I wanted to know what it felt like to walk down the red carpet in Cannes at the film festival, you know, next to A-list celebrities. I wanted to know what it felt like to be at a Christmas party and have Willem Dafoe on one side of me and Matthew Modine on the other and Abel Ferrara standing behind me and, you know, Dennis Hopper and Ethan Hawke right there as well. I wanted to know what that felt like. And I decided I wanted to get into film. And living in New York, it's a little bit easier than if I lived back in Topeka, Kansas. But at the end of the day, I made the decision I wanted to get into film. But for a reason, Max. See, there has to be a reason. There has to be a method to your madness. You have to know why you do what you do. And for me, the purpose of getting to film was to use a different medium to move society forward, to wake people up to the notion that life is not coming at you like a video arcade, like a TV show. Life is coming at you like a street where you are in the seat of a race car and you've got to drive it. You have to own it. And I wanted to experience that. And, you know, fortunately, I happened to find myself in New York, the most eclectic, the most incredible place in New York, happens to be at the Chelsea Hotel. And I had an opportunity to jump in with some other producers and help produce an amazing, amazing documentary called Chelsea on the Rocks. Moscata is another film that I've done. It's currently on Showtime right now. And there's another one coming out soon called Evolution of a Criminal. And each of these pictures is designed to move society forward.
Now, you know, you say that you earn your way and that people should say, I deserve this. So do you believe that all these films and the new book you have coming out, 99% Wake Up, is something you deserve?
Absolutely.
Now, tell other people why it's so important that they believe that whatever they do, they deserve it.
It's very simple, Max. At the end of the day, what you put out to the world is either in the form of carbon monoxide, you fart and burp like me, you're going to put out one of the two, you either putting out toxins into the world, or you're putting out something called use value. Use value. The most two important words ever known to an entrepreneur. Use value. When you put out something that has of more use value than it requires of remuneration or dollars, dinero, shekels, yens, whatever currency you happen to trade in, when you put out more use value than you require or request in return, you are earning your place in line with the most, with the greatest, most influential people of our day. And that is what being an entrepreneur is about. Learn how to give more value than you consume. And to the degree that you are able to do that, to that degree, you will become successful as an entrepreneur. The recipe is that simple.
You got that, people? Because, you know, so many people, I get so many tweets, Jay, people want to have a better life. They are doing this. They're doing that. How can I get more? How can I be better? You know, how can I stay committed? You know, how can I stay committed to excellence? And you talk about all this stuff. Speaking of Twitter, how can people follow you on Twitter?
At Jay Kubicek, baby. At Jay Kubicek. You can follow me on Twitter.
It's that simple. Now, listen.
Jay Kubicek fan page. Jay Kubicek fan page on Facebook as well. I'm very active on Facebook.
Y'all got that, people? Because I'm getting tweets right now. So you can go. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Twitter. His last name is spelled K-U-B-A-S-S-E-K. Okay, Jay, J-A-Y. Now, listen, Jay. You got your book coming out this fall, 99% Wake Up. What's the 1% lacking in the title?
Very simple. Very simple. I personally believe, and I only know this to be true, Max, because of my own personal experience. First of all, I have no formal education. I have an eighth grade education. I have no formal experience in this. I'm not a practicing psychiatrist or doctor or lecturer or entrepreneur who publishes reports and white papers and such. What I do is I wake people up using a very simple formula that I've proven to be successful for myself. And that formula is this. Listen, Mr. You, whoever you are listening to me right this moment, if you can hear my voice, you already have 99% of what you require to become as successful as you've ever wanted to be, doing whatever it is that you dream and are passionate about in this earth, in this lifetime. And here's how I know that is a fact. The biggest lie, the biggest misconception, the biggest deceit of our day is that of weakness. There's something wrong with you. You require something. There's an entire self-help industry. There's an entire motivational industry. The entire Tony Robbins-esque Success Magazine bullshit industry telling you there's something wrong with you. I'm here to tell you there's nothing wrong with you. You already have everything that you require. The only thing you are missing, the final 1%, is comprised of three simple things: your X factors, your Y factors, and your Z factors. There's three simple factors. And you actually already have these three simple factors. And it's my job, I believe, to wake you up to understand what those factors are so that you can not only live a life of 100%, but I'm talking 200%. I'm talking 300%. I'm talking 1,000%. How about 10,000%? Screw living 100%. Do you think Donald Trump lives 100%? Do you think Warren Buffett lives 100%. Do you think the celebrities who make $50 million a year live 100%? Fuck that. They make 5,000% because they understand.
That's right. They get it.
Exactly.
J, Jay, I always say there's two people. There's those that get it and those that don't. So if you want to get it, people, you got to get the book when it comes out in the fall, 99% Wake Up. Now, I'm going to tell you all, if you want to make six figures from home, get the Black Book, The Essential Guide to Earning Six Figures from Home. Is possible. Jay Kubasek is our guest tonight at Max and Friends. We're going to wrap this up. Jay, have a wonderful birthday. What is you got to give give us a last thing to tell everyone listening tonight.
Figure out what the fuck you want in life. Stop being a victim and don't settle for less. And do not ever give up. Do not ever give up. I don't care if you're the last man standing. When the music stops, it doesn't matter if you're the last man standing. Do not ever stop. Because there are many times when I thought the gig was over, but I kept going anyway. And I found out that because I was the last man standing, I was the one holding the prize in my hands. So do not stop. Do not give up. Figure out what you want and do not settle for less.
And keep on going. People, take it to the max. Well, Jay, thank you for being here tonight. Happy birthday. And we're going to have you on again real soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Max. Thank you.
All right, my brother. Good night. All right, everyone. Well, I hope that show inspired you tonight so that you could wake up so you can begin to live the life you actually want. It's possible, people. And if you want to live that life, you got to understand karmic spaces. There's 11 of them. The 11 karmic spaces. It's my guru, Majaya's book. I love my Majaya. We went to her memorial. It was one of the most blessed experiences that I've had. There's nothing to fear, people. And I want to leave you tonight with this beautiful poem read by Majaya Sati Bhagavati from Kashi.org. Check it out, people. Please make some donations to Kashi.org because it's just the right thing to do. I feel I need to let you all know that. If Ma inspired you when I had her on my show, they're in the archives, then please send over some money to Kashi.org. I love you all for listening tonight. Take life to the max. And remember, 11 Karmic Spaces is Majaya's book. Thank you to Jay Kubasek. Thank you to Maya Love. And this is River by Majaya on Max and Friends. Have a great week, everyone, and take life to the max. Good night.
Children play in my river. Sadhus stay by my river. Cities old by my river. Temples made of gold by my river. Cows stray all the day by my river. River, river, I am thirsty. River, river, I am yearning. I laugh with the children that swim in my river. And someday I will go back. Oh, my river, my mother. I must never forget you wherever I go. Oh, my mother, my gentle Gange, I yearn to play with the children in my river. Children, children everywhere, come play in my river. Children, children everywhere, watch the ash fall from my hair. This river shall never disappear. This river shall always be here. This river shall always be near. Ashes, ashes everywhere. This is a river of life and death. Who comes to her waters do not despair. River, river, I am yearning. River, river, I am burning. And now, my river, it is your story being told. For I am the poet of the river. And no matter how old I become, I will always be wild by my river. Children play, sadhus stay. Cities old, temples gold, cows stray. Men die, widows cry all the while. One with the giver, my mother, the river. And let all the pain go, all the confusion go. Let it slip out of your hearts. And let the silence become the river. And let the silence become the river. let the silence become the